5 minutes. Good time, good moments in 5 minutes. Hello, welcome to 5 minutes. Today, I bring you an article from Thomas Opon called Five Habits of Super Calm People. I think that in this era, the importance of recognizing its pervasive hustle and bustle cannot be overstated. Therefore, people who are calm may have a greater level of tranquility compared to others, often tends to remain composed. They tend to have a life that, a happier life, I think. There are five main reasons for this. To begin, he cited a famous quote from James Allen, who is not just a writer, but could also be considered a philosopher. James Allen's philosophy revolved around the idea that as one becomes more calm and tranquil, their chances of achieving success and influencing others increase significantly. The greater tranquility enhances your ability to harness this power positively. Examining influential individuals' behaviors can yield positive outcomes. One leader is known for being angry, and another could remain calm. In times of stress, maintain calm and composure. They can stay still. What makes them different than others? There are five reasons. One, he said, you have to accept the truth of chaos. There exists chaos within the depths of the soul in the form of countless uncontrollable forces. This chaos is an inherent part of human existence. And you feel like you have loads of stuff to do and it's always getting worse, like overwhelming. It is perfectly natural to accept and adapt to this situation. We must comprehend this fact and learn to coexist with it. This stands as our first principle. You don't have to expect that your life will be calm, peaceful, and go according to plan all the time. Everything will go wrong sometimes. The second point is to practice breathing. This is something that I would do, you know? The cool thing is that our bodies instinctively respond when we're excited about something. Like we take a deep breath. It's like our bodies are telling us to really focus and practice. The situation suddenly appeared to be less overwhelming, or perhaps it somehow seemed more manageable. So this situation holds great weight when we are filled with excitement and perceive it as critical. We experience anger. In times like these, try to take a deep breath. Inhale slowly, counting from 1 to 5, then hold, and finally count to 1 more, 2, 3, before exhaling. Alternatively, you may choose to count from 1 to 4 in a similar way. And it really helps. The third one is, it said, don't just be attached to the results. What does that mean? Naturally, individuals desire satisfactory outcomes. We always seek KPIs that are accurate and quantifiable. However, when we adhere absolutely to these measures without considering the effort or the process itself, was the process efficient in the past? Was the effort put forth by that specific individual commendable? Or is it our own efforts that are commendable and we simply fixate on the end results? Let's consider metrics that may be overly praised. In the past, during my era, like when we took exams, such as entrance exams, they were only conducted once. It was very good for 1 year, but that day you had diarrhea. That is, it's over. Over. But if we only stick to the results, you will fail a lot, which is to say, you will definitely fail. If you don't score well, but if we stick to results 100%, you'll almost feel like your life is a failure, when in fact it is. It doesn't look good. Ask what you've read all year. Were those 2 years wasted? No. It is already an opportunity for next time. It's already a helper for next time. The fourth point is quite significant. This is about freedom. Most people have freedom. It's at the level that can be used in this era. When you are in a state of freedom and you experience that, this is how our freedom manifests itself. Through a sense of empowerment and having a certain level of control over our own lives. One doesn't necessarily need an excessive amount of freedom, but rather the freedom to exercise control over what is within their sway.
Food.
Exercise. Reading book, just an example. Try to assign immense importance to these particular concepts. Afterward, you'll come to realize that life isn't as overwhelming as it seems, and I'm capable of managing numerous tasks and responsibilities. Point number 5, Ali. Ali means to do things naturally. Let's do things naturally. Let's look at the natural rhythm of life. If you take the time to read these Chinese books, he will extensively discuss this. Remember, it is essential for you to coexist harmoniously with the world around you. Hun Leng, MFS, once taught me that our bodies were actually designed to be managed naturally. For example, like Chinese people in the past. they will recommend that when you are very sick, you refrain from eating. Your body will begin to heal itself, which is the principle of long fasting in the modern era. They have been doing it for thousands of years. Well, this is allied yourself in nature. I'll give you a little more. Back in that day, during our talk in the program, the topic was the formation of a government. Coon Thomas expressed his desire for everyone involved in the process to allow things to unfold naturally, according to the rhythm of nature. I'm emphasizing that this doesn't mean they should let it go recklessly, but rather acknowledge that society already possesses a natural balance for handling such affairs. Then things will turn out well. If we go against nature a lot, things will definitely turn out bad. Key takeaways. Life in today's world is undeniably filled with chaos. It is a chaotic mess, so you must try. Maintaining a sense of calm and self-control, continuously seek tranquility and peace, embracing a state of serenity and stillness. I possess the ability to manipulate the mind to the greatest extent possible. Thank you for listening and supporting 5 Minutes.
5 Minutes. Good time. Good moments in 5 Minutes.